weighing down recession fears. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. As the stock market tanks and prices for food and fuel soar, the Biden administration believes a recession isn't a foregone conclusion, given the booming job market and consumer spending.
I don't see a drop-off in consumer spending as a likely cause of a recession in the months ahead.
As for tariffs on China, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells ABC's This Week President Biden is reviewing them as a way to bring down inflation. To ease the pain at the gas pump, the federal gas tax could be paused. That from Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. She tells CNN she plans to meet with the CEOs of oil and gas companies in the coming week. She also says President Biden will meet with Saudi Arabia's crown prince when he travels to the kingdom. In the coming days, the youngest arms will start getting COVID-19 shots. The CDC has green-lighted vaccinations.
Pfizer's vaccine is for kids 6 months old through 4 years. The dose is one-tenth of the adult dose. Three shots are needed. Moderna's sequence is two shots, each a quarter of the adult dose, given about 4 weeks apart for kids 6 months old through 5 years old.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. Four inmates at a federal prison in Virginia haven't been seen since early yesterday. The men were all behind bars on either drug or weapons charges or both.
Corey Branch was sentenced to more than 13 years in prison for possession of fentanyl with intent to distribute. He was also busted for possession of a firearm. Devaris Lewayne Graham found guilty of possessing more than 500 grams of cocaine. He was serving a 10-year prison term when he escaped.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the facility had minimum security. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
From coast to coast, voters are concerned about rising crime. House Republican Lee Zeldin, who's running for governor in New York, believes he can turn the tide.
You turn the streets back over to law-abiding citizens. You start backing the blue again. You have people not taking justice in their own hands. People want to travel to New York City again as opposed to taking their trips elsewhere. People who have rap sheets and then they go in front of a judge, they should have those prior offenses on there.
The congressman on Fox and Friends Weekend. Yellowstone National Park will start welcoming visitors back on Wednesday, at least in the southern loop of the park. Damage is extensive following massive flooding, and repair costs could exceed $1 billion. Searing heat is the Father's Day forecast across the plains.
Really warm air that's going to be sticking with us for a couple of days. But as your Father's Day forecast looks, a lot of spots there in the 90s, getting up to 100 degrees, 85 degrees there in Chicago. And it only stays warmer in the days that follow that.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. In the Northeast, pleasant and dry. Florida could see some afternoon showers. There's a new baby at a California zoo, but she won't make her public debut for a while.
Wildlife specialists at the San Diego Zoo say the new aardvark cub born last month is doing well. The female cub, which hasn't been named yet, was born May 10th to first-time parents Zola and Azan. It's the zoo's first aardvark birth in nearly four decades, and the as-yet-unnamed cub has tripled her birth weight in just 5 weeks. Zoo officials say she's very active and was using her sharp claws to dig like an adult aardvark just hours after she was born. Visitors to the zoo won't see her just yet, as she will remain out of view for about 2 months as she bonds with her mother. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.